the Little Museum of Dublin, Cut the Bank Debt or No Deal. I'm walking along Stephen's Green in Dublin. I see Stephen Court. I see a sign to the National Wax Museum. I see Dublin Writers Festival 2012 from June the 4th to June the 10th. I see the United Left Alliance demand jobs, not cuts and charges, vote no. I see For a Working Ireland, vote yes. La Mer Zoo, Zoo, La Mer Zoo. I see the Cliff House Hotel with a set lunch menu for three courses for €25. I see Lisney's estate agents. God knows what they're doing these days. Yeah. Spread the word. DublinWritersFestival.com. Yeah, spread the word. I see Eurogiant. Top brands for less. Oh, yeah, the pound stores. I see the sign to the National Museum. I see James Adams and Sons, the auctioneers. And I see that wonderful hotel where once I had a first cousin be the personnel manager. The Shelburne Hotel. I see the Saddle Room entrance on the side. I've now turned down along Kildare Street and I'm heading for Carluccio's. I see to let fully furnished, fully fitted offices. I see 52 square metres. Oh yeah, I see Taylor Galleries as well. Tim Morris exhibition. Looks like he's a sculptor in metal. I see Clio. Handcrafts, hand knits and hand weaves. Oh yes, I see Kildare Antiques giving a phone number to call after hours. I see Town Bar and Grill. What else can I see on this street here? I see an empty building here. Looks like there's nothing inside it. I see Kerwin McKeown James Solicitors. Oh, what an exciting place Dublin really is. I see short men, stout stomachs with umbrellas. I see Michael who? Let me stop a second. Cunningham, it looks like. Somebody from the old days, a statue of him. I'm in Kildare Place. I see Schoolhouse Lane East. I see the Department of Arts, Heritage and the Gaeltacht, the Department of Jobs, Enterprise and Innovation. And I see everything. And I see nothing. I'm looking out. I see Growth Investments Limited Fund Management. I see the hospital group. Wow, I see a bus across the road. P.J. Digan and son of Athy, what a name. A real poet name, isn't it? A-T-H-Y, Athy. I see Truman's restaurant. I wonder if that's Truman Capote's restaurant. Very much doubt it. And I see the seat of all, not learning, of all power. I see the Democratic Centre of Ireland. I see Doyle Aaron, and I see a lady who I don't know, but I recognise her. I have little clue who she is. I see people standing outside the Doyle here in a queue, or in a line rather, being about to be photographed. I see a photo event, and I see that when you're in a capital city, they do not slow down for you when you're a pedestrian. Over there are the photographs, the paparazzi, and something's going on. Oh yes, I see the Yeats exhibition is still running, W.B. Yeats. And I see, what will you find today? Oh yeah, big question mark. What will you find today? Card? Oh, and I'm going to try my Irish. No good, I daren't. The National Library of Ireland reaching out into the community. I see Teoch Kildara, Kildare House. And I see a sign to Sidney Ormondson, Lady Morgan, writer and patriot, lived here. Oh yeah, up until 1837. And I am now looking for, I have got to go back. I see the stability signs on the wall. This is what Dublin is like. Anyway, look, that's just a tiny snippet of what I see for investment, stability, recovery. I see Dublin Bus serving the entire community, it claims, with an ad on the side saying, win a trip to the Big Apple. I see Bulmers, Buswell's Hotel, the famous Buswell's Hotel on Molesworth Street. And I'm now saying to myself, where the hell is Carluccio's? I think it might be a bit further down the road. I think I'm going to have to ask somebody.